Today is 25th of May. Maybe you can hear this is the alarm siren on the background. This is the common, you know, background for Ukrainian people for the last few months, for the last 3 months at least. I don't know if Western media show speeches by Russian lawmakers, ministers and other officials, but if they do, then you know for sure that these people are literally obsessed with hatred for Ukraine and Ukrainians. They demand not only the destruction of our state, they dream that even the words Ukraine and Ukrainian would cease to exist and would never be used again. It may seem that this is an exaggeration, just menacing rhetoric behind which there is nothing, but it is not. Wherever the Russians have been, it is clear that they came precisely to destroy Ukraine. They burned Ukrainian books, demolished monuments to our heroes, destroyed museums and libraries. In the villages on the front line and near the front line, the hatred of Russians for Ukraine and ordinary Ukrainians is especially noticeable. They bomb houses and churches, mine roads, they seek to kill any Ukrainian, an old man, a woman, a child, whom they only see. There, among the endless ruins and incessant explosions, among the minefields and fresh graves, you clearly understand why Putin sent his army to us and what it is doing on our land. They need Ukraine, but they don't need Ukrainians. They agree to live a life only those who are ready to grovel and humiliate themselves before them. Only such Ukrainians the invaders are ready to accept. But there are very few such Ukrainians, and the mass resistance on the occupied territories is the best confirmation of this. And the more we resist, the more the Russians rave about our destruction. There is not and cannot be any room for compromise, no matter how the eccentric guys from the Trump team and old people like Kissinger or Noam Chomsky try to convince themselves and others of the opposite. To cede part of our territory to the Russians, as respectable politicians and researchers suggest, means not only dooming the inhabitants of this part to concentration camps and torture. Having acquired these territories, the Russians will understand that they are allowed to seize foreign lands with impunity, and they will definitely go further. It is very important, just super important, to understand that Russia is not interested in some parts of Ukraine. It is important to realize that it will not be satisfied with Ukraine's refusal to join NATO or European Union. No, the Russians have plans to subjugate the whole of Ukraine and destroy Ukrainians as a people. What kind of negotiations can there be with those who want your annihilation? Try to imagine negotiations in 1942 during the reign of Hitler between the Nazis and the representatives of the Jewish people or the Roma people. What can two parties agree on, one of which wants to completely destroy the other? Is there a room for compromise? Of course, no. Do not listen to those who call for a compromise. Do not believe those who assure that it is possible to negotiate with Putin. These people either simply do not understand what we are talking about at all, or consciously help the Russians in the genocide of Ukrainians.